This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and I've got another set of quick travel hits for you guys for this week. Now, last week, I went through all of the active transfer bonuses that are going on right now, and I'm not going to go through all of those again, but I did want to mention that to not forget that we do have a transfer bonus calculator on the Boldly Go website. So if you are trying to figure out exactly what the ratio of points to transfer is when Chase has a 40% transfer bonus to Virgin, don't fret. You can simply go to our website, put in exactly how many points you're trying to accomplish or that you're trying to get for whatever flight you're looking to take, what the transfer ratio is, which is usually 1-to-1, unless it's like a Amex to Hilton is 1-to-2, and then what the transfer bonus percentage is. And the Chase to Virgin example, it's 40%. And it will tell you exactly how many points you need, and it will round up for you and make it even easier, tell you how many points to transfer. So don't forget that's available. The next one I want to move on to, and this is what I'm super excited about, and this is good to go as this airs essentially. So we have partnered with Thrifty Traveler, and they are doing a great promotion for this upcoming Black Friday weekend. But as soon as you're hearing this, if you're catching this the week that episode dropped, the link is active for you to take advantage of this now. If you're not familiar with who Thrifty Traveler is, they are a website that posts daily or sends you, I should say, daily travel deals. And some of these are pretty substantial, both for points and miles and cash deals. They give you some when you have their free version, which their free version is good, but when you have their paid for version, which is $100 per year, their subscription, you get like 10x the amount of travel deals, and you get to put in exactly what airport you're at. And when you do so, it finds the deals that works with airports that's either your home or airport or an airport that is close to you, I should say. So what's beneficial with this is that for their Black Friday promotion, they're giving 50% off. So it's going to be about $50 for the year. Now, these travel savings, like I said, can be absolutely massive. Here's just three that I've received just in the last couple of days as a premium subscriber. So we've got business class, 55,000 points each way to London around New Year's Eve, explaining exactly which dates you want to take, what airlines you're going to fly, and where to transfer your points in order to do so. And that's nonstop to London. Usually that's $2,000 cash, and this is a points offer. So they're going to show points and cash opportunities. Another one, premium economy. So stepping it down from business class to premium economy, New York City to Southeast Asia, under $1,500. Typically, that's $2,500 in cash. They have the exact dates, the exact routes, and timelines when you want to take those flights. And then stepping it down to economy, round trip US to Sydney, Australia, 66,000 points round trip. Now, again, that is economy, but that's a huge opportunity for someone that wants to use some of their points and go really far. And that's usually a flight that has well over 100,000 points to take that same flight. So I think this is a great opportunity and a great partnership with Thrifty Traveler to get the word out about this Black Friday deal. And you can hop on it early because of the fact that you are going to absolutely, if you pick any one of these deals, one deal will make up for you $50 in cash that you're going to pay for this opportunity. So want to get the word out. The link to this will be in the show notes, and I think it's going to be absolutely worthwhile. Now, one thing I do want to point out, this is for new subscribers to Thrifty Traveler. So if you've never subscribed to their premium version or their premium subscription, you're eligible to get this 50% discount. And then a couple other things in the travel world that I think it's important to talk through. Apple AirTags. If you haven't heard of this in the travel world, AirTags are really great to use if you have an Apple phone, obviously, for your luggage. Well, before, that was just a good way for you to try to locate your luggage if you lost it. There are 15 airlines that Apple has partnered with that is allowing you the opportunity to actually share them temporary access to your AirTag so that they can go find your bag for you. So if you're no longer in the country anymore, that airline can still work to try to find your bag and get it back to you. The big ones in America are Delta and United. Unfortunately, my favorite airline, American Airlines, is not on that list. But some of the other big name ones, international, are Virgin, KLM, Singapore, And again, there's a lot of others on the list, but I highly recommend on all of our luggage, we keep air tags so that we know when they get on the plane with us, are they in the country with us when we land? And I think it's a really easy way just to provide some added peace of mind for you. And they're really inexpensive. They're super cheap on Amazon. And that's a great segue because some individuals are getting targeted Amazon offers to save as much as 50% on their Amazon purchase by cashing in their Amex membership reward points. Now, I know you're hearing that and you're like, DeAndre, cashing in your Amex points for Amazon is the absolute worst thing you could do. You've said that on your show before. You've said that on social media. I am 100% backing you guys on that. And no, I have not lost my mind. What's really unique about this is if you get this, and it's not for every single thing on Amazon, there's a certain items, I don't know exactly how it works, you kind of have to play around with it, but if you have this targeted offer and you essentially activate it, the link, then when you go to make a purchase, you can go down to your membership rewards points, and if you have 100,000 points as an example, all you have to do is select one Amex point, right? So that's a value of point, I don't know, 01 cents or whatever it may be. All you have to do is do that, and because you're using membership rewards points in general, and most people aren't going to know this, they're going to use all of their points for the purchase. You're only going to use literally one point, use the rest in cash. That could drop the value of your purchase by 50%. So, and I think that's good through like the rest of this year up to a max. I believe that max is like $80 total that you're allowed to save. So I would love to hear if any of you guys do this and you save some money. Reach out to me, let me know, DM me on Instagram, or throw it in our private Facebook group. I'd love to hear the success stories that might come from this. We'll have a link in the show notes as well to see if you might be eligible for this offer. Not everyone with the Amex rewards points are going to be eligible. I found out that I was, so I absolutely took advantage of it. So we don't know all the parameters around that, but hopefully you are able to take advantage. And a couple last thing in the world of points and miles and travel, some kind of cool things here. There's a new Sapphire Lounge that just opened in Phoenix. I've seen pictures of it. Looks very nice. And San Diego is soon to follow. So if you're on the West Coast, maybe a couple places to stop through if you are eligible to use them. And then also, if you're a big fan of the Centurion Lounges through Amex, which I am, you'll know that they've been getting more and more crowded. No matter what Amex has tried to do to slow down the overcrowding by increasing the cost you have to spend on your card to have guests and a bunch of different things. Well, now at all their locations, you actually can reserve a spot in line before you arrive. And that just allows you to avoid waiting, standing around as well. So you're likely still going to have a wait. It's not going to be perfect, but you can go through the app. And they've had this app reserve for a while, but that wasn't working. And I don't know, because I just went through the Amex Centurion Lounge a few days ago. And I actually saw where they had people on a wait list. And when they got to me, they said, hey, are you coming back from being on the wait list? And I told them no. And they said, well, we're waiting on like 20 people to come back, but they haven't come back yet. So you can go ahead in. So I don't think the system is perfect. Some people might have just been like, oh crap, I got to catch my flight. I'm not going to bother coming back. Maybe they went to another lounge. Who knows? So I'm sure this isn't going to be perfected yet, but just keep in mind, you have the opportunity now to actually have it wait in a digital line to get into the Amex lounge, as opposed to having to wait into a physical lounge in case you've had to. So that's it, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode on the shopping portals. Hopefully you can take advantage of this Amazon offer. I think the biggest thing I want to drive home, the Thrifty Traveler promotion is huge. It's $50 that will save you way more than 50 if you just take one of their deals, whether in the cash value or the points value. And as always, if you find this information helpful, would love it if you continue to subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode. Have a good one, everyone.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.